Parshas Truma, the parsha of the Mishkan, a soid nisgav of the Rabbeinu Shlalom, how exactly this tziruf of Zov, Keses, Nechoshes, and all the different Trumais creates a mokim for Ashruas Hashchina, a symptom of mokim of Ashruas Hashchina. The Ramban learns, Machlokes Rishonim, the Ramban learns that Mishkan is a lechatchila. The Hainu, it's a mokim to be mitzamsim the Matan Torah. There was a mind at Har Sinai, and this is a way, the Gashmius, to be mitzamsim in a mokim mesuyam. The Rabbi Shalom is lamalim and amokim, lamalim and azman, lamalim and everything, but there's a mokim to be mitzamsim in this earth, the mokim of Ashuras Hashchina. The Sifurna in a few places goes that Be'etzem, the Musig of Mishkan, is a B'dievet. It was La'achar Chayta Egel. Be'emes Lefnei Chayta Egel, Adarabah, the Tzura, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meirid Shef on this world, is a Metzias of not Metzumtzum to a Givis the Mokai. Dafka after the Chayta Egel is when it comes this Metzias. There's a Psikta, Chazal, the Chofetz Chaim brings it. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemoyshe, Lizmosh Loi Bais. The Eibishter told him to be born a bais. So the lashon of the Psikta Chazal is Nizdazeya Moshe. How I Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Lo Yechal Kalukhu. What do you mean? A musig that it should be Metzumtzum, a specific mokum, that's going to be the bais. How Lo Yishmayim Ushmei Hashemayim Lo Yechal Kalukhu. Eich Nizna Bais. Ono Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu. The Chofetz Chaim brings this. Lo Yilufi Koichi El Lufi Koichom. Inachanami Nitzad the Beshefer. It's not Shaiach. That's in Lamalim in Musig Aseinu. Oh, but Klat Bei Unz is a musig. Esrim Keresh B'Tzofay, Esrim Keresh B'Dorim, Kach Tiva HaBoyre. And the same thing again, the Shachar Latari was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'makrav Karbonis, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoyshe, V'makrav Karbonis, Amalei Moyshe, Heich, Kol Alechem Be'etzem Shevachol HaOylam Loi, Yaspiku V'yaz Karban Hashem. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi Lepi Koichi, El Lepi Koichom, Es HaKeves Echa Tase B'Boyker, Es HaKeves Hashem Yitase Beinu Rabai. So state the Bemis Amorid Gezach Bechlal in our Avodas Hashem, every year is a Mishkan, and certainly when there was Taka Mokim of Mishkan and Mikdosh, the Eibishter is fodering Loi Lefi Koichi, mitzad his Musagim et Machai, Ova Lefi Koichom. Ova in the Lefi Koichom, it's Taka, a person has to do Lefi Koichi, not to do less. Va'osu li Mikdosh v'shachanti b'soichom, the Al Shech HaKadosh says, b'soichom, b'soich kolechot ve'echot. V'soich kolechot ve'echot. The emes is asher yidvenu liboy is that there's a gevissa rachmana liboy. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos asar and nisim that were in the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash. I heard once the Taish, what's the pshat that there are nisim in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash? We know there's a musa called an embassy. The different medinos ha'olam you have, if you go to the embassy of that medina, then the emes, al-pi, international law, you go into the USA embassy, you're on US soil, you're not in Israel, you're in the Mishkan is the embassy of Shamayim. It's the embassy of Shamayim. So about the Chloe Choik of Teva of Oilam Hazza doesn't apply. It's not as Kulei Malumet Benisim because you're in. But that's not the name. That's the Teva over there. You're in the Shemayim embassy. It's a whole different cook. And the embassy is, that's what Oilam Hazza is. The Benish Loilam created an Oilam Hazza, which is a Lashon of Ne'elam. Even the Zman Hazem, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But the Etzim, the Matzav of Oilam Hazza is that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the Shechina inside this world. We have to go seek it out. There's Man HaMikdash, it was Takavadir. Now it's the Leiv Kodachin Ve'echad. When you know the Shechina in Yisroel, from the Dal Ram Shal Halocha, when you learn a Shverik Tzois, or a Rambam, or a Gemara, or a Pasuk Chumash. Mezucht. There's a Maradik in Maisa, I once heard a certain Rebbe, I don't remember which one, his Einikel, together with a few other Kindalach, were playing outside. He was in his room in his study, learning. And he heard that there was a vikuach. They were fighting. His enemy was fighting with other kindlech. And they came knocking on the door. They have a din Torah. They went to the red door with him. He said, "Ma, what's the ma'is?" The ma'is is we were playing a game. It's called hide and seek. One of the kindlech, after the enemy of the admar, he has to go hide, and everyone else has to zuchemoyz. Maisa Shoya Kachoy. He went and he very good hiding place. The other Kindlech looked for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes. They tried searching for him. And they didn't find him. So they didn't find him. So in the end, they switched to a different game. He's still cramped up there in his hiding place, waiting for the Galus. And they already went to playing ball. After the hour, he comes out and says, Mezuch's finished, man. So he said, listen, we looked 10 minutes, 20 minutes. We tried. I like it. He says, that's not the rules of the game. The rules is, you have to search until you find. And they said, no, listen, we tried. Good luck. So they came to the Rebbe, they were having this Vikuach. What's part of the Klalei HaMishchak? What's part of the real rule? And the way the Maisa goes, the Rebbe started crying. He started crying. He says, that's mamish what this world is about. The whole arbit of this world is to Zuchos to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Duch Mitzvah, Duch Torah, Duch Havayit Hashem, Duch Benaz Machaveiro, Duch Sina Telem Lekin and someone else. But it's all hide and seek. It's all Zuchos. Lie to lie that people think. They say, okay, you look, we did my Shabbos. Now scramble, you know, it's after that. It's not, it's Gemish Tassah. He said, Enoch was right, but this is the Yisoid. Now someone would ask you, Be'etzim, there's a lot of Minyonim in Mishkan, all the Klei Mishkan, but what's the Nekudim Erkosis? What's the Shoyrish? The Lice, the Thief's Dahayim, the Nekudah Pim is the Pintle. The Pintle is, what's the Pintle of the... So on one hand, we spoke before the Ramban, Hashuas Hashim. Hashuas Hashim. It's not Sheini, the Orayim, the Kodesh Kadoshim, Torah. Mitzad Shlishi, Kol Isha Sheyidven, Liboy Rachman, Liboy, it wasn't Stam, the Mikra that the Rabbi Shalom wanted it like that, it was in Stam that it should be like that, that it should be Ayidei, the Nidivus Leib of Klal Yisrael. So where's the Shemesh of the Nekuda? Yisrael, Ve'oirais, Ve'kutsh Abrich Uchadim. All three. Yisrael, Ve'oirais, Ve'kutsh Abrich Uchadim, the Shemesh, it's all the same, and all three attack the Nekudim are causes of the Mishkan. On the other hand, Avadu, the Mishkan represents the Zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We know there's a lot of theories about this. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosson, and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. Mitzad Sheni, there's a different Zivug, but Klal Yisrael is the Chosson, and the Torah is the Kala. And if that's the Pshat, Bita Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbi Yisrael is the Shver, which is the muscle that Rashi brings, or the Medrash brings, that the Shver, the Rabbi Yisrael says, Lifresh Mimene Eni Yochel, Asei Li Kito Nechot. Of like the zivug that Klal Yisrael is the kala, so the first time I will explain it, Yishu Nitnis B'Sholish Drochim, Kesef was the Biza Tayam, Shtar was the Luchos, the Torah was the Shtar, Chupa Kof Aleim Har Tegidus, of the Mishkan Aleim is Bia, is the Shoyes the Shchina. Now the pasuk says in Melachim, Ayoshi Omelech that they hit him. Grandmother killed out the whole Beit HaMelucha and they saved him as a little child, and they hit him the Chadar Amitos. Chazal say they hit him in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the Chadar Amitos. That's the mokum of the mokum of the Zivug. The mokum of the Zivug of Klal Yisrael. Because the part of the holding of Mishkan represents Taka this Zivug. Kedushin, the Nesuah, and the Klal Yisrael. Pasuk says, V'yikholit Ruma me'eif Kalish Asher Yidvenu Liboy. The Arizal says Yisrael is broken into two words, Li and Asher. He says Li is the Arboim Yoim 40. Li is 40, and Li represents Kedushin. He says by Kedushin the Lashon is Areya Mekudeshes Li, Mureses Li. The Li represents the Kedushin of Klal Yisrael. And Asher, we spoke other times, Asher is 501. The Ramach Evorim of the man, and the Ranab Evorim of the Isha, it's 500, then the Malami is 501. So you have here, the Yikhu Li Truma Me'ez Kol Ish, that creates the Klal Yisrael. Li represents the Erisin of Klal Yisrael, and Asher represents the Nesuan of Klal Yisrael. And the Mokum that represents this the most is inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, and it's a Merit of Gazach, there's a Barak, we're going to see the Mishkan, the Pesukim go through all the different Midois, the measurements of all the different Klei Mishkan. It doesn't give measurements for the Kruvim. The Kruvim, it doesn't say a Shir, because Kruvim represents the bitui of the Ava of Klal Yisrael with the Rabban Shalom, with the Klal Yisrael with the Rabban Shalom, that is no shir. That means the Gemara says that the Kruvim, depending if they were Imam Baba Basra, depending if they were facing each other or facing away, was a mirror, automatic measurement gauge of what Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Rabban Shalom was. I would suggest that it wasn't just there was two formats facing each other or facing away. It was Mitzadah Dei, meaning at any given moment, Genoi, exactly, the fear of everyone, every Yochid, together as a Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Rabban Shalom, depending on what the relationship was at any given moment, that's how much it was closely looking at each other or not. That was a barometer of the measurement of the Ava between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a famous Michtav from Rav Hutner where he describes that there's two places in the Torah where it talks ba'arichus about the measurements of a building. You have by the Mishkan over here in Parshas Truma, and you have in Parshas Noyach, the Tevas Noyach, the Binyan of Tevas Noyach, ba'arichus, the Midas, how many Amos, 300 Amos, 50 by 1, it's a whole ba'arichus advarim. So Rav Hutner writes, he talks about what a yeshiva is. He says when the boitach a yeshiva, he says a yeshiva is both. A yeshiva is a Tevas Noyach, because there's a marble outside. It's taka marble. A marble of kfira, a marble of tumah, a marble of bilbul. A bilbul and yansin, bilbul. There's no yashvist out there. Total marble. And the yeshiva is about the tevas noyach from that marble. But on the other hand, the yeshiva is not only a protection to save yourself from the marble. Maybe it's kedai to be in the yeshiva just for that reason. But if you think that that's only the purpose of a yeshiva, then you miss the boat. And avada, the matar of the yeshiva, is a mishkan, a makam of avoida, a liya, a ruchnias. Amol, there was a mahalach to say that even someone who's not holding by that chelik of the yeshiva, is kedai as a vine of the yeshiva, chod zayin in the tevas noyach. But not if he's making a hole in the boat. He wanted to stay a holy boat. It's not. You have to know, but that's already a shayla of hashkofa, but the etzem nefkuda that the Mishkan has in it, both of these chalokim. Kalishas Yitzben Levi Chazal say that there was a whole bunch of different things to be menadev. Rashi says the Yud Gimel Dvarim, the Yud Gimel Dvarim, and the Emes, the Olam asks, when you count them, it's 15. So there are many pshatim how Rashi got to 13. Either Techeles Argamon and Telas Shani are considered one. Or maybe Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Meluyim came Ayidei Nesiyim, so that's not in the Cheshbin. Maybe Shemin and Ketiris is not in the Cheshbin. This is various Cheshbinis, how you get to the Yud Gimel. But the emphasis there was really 15. And the Kliyakar over here writes, 15 is because Kibako Hashem Surah Elam, Yud K is 15, Yud and the Hey. Because the Olam was Nivra with the Ois Yud and with the Ois Hey. And Zivug, we spoke before that the concept of Mishkan is a Zivug. In the Zivug you have the Eish, and besides the Eish, right, Eish Tamid Tuka and Alam is Beach. But besides the Eish, you have the Yud and the Hey. That's the Chibor. The Chibor of Shemayim and Oretz is with that Yud and that Hey. That's why there was Chamesh Esrei Dvorim in the Nevis HaMishkan. And of course, inside what kept it going was Eish Tamid Tukar Alam Esbeach Leistichda. It goes with Eish. Everything has to go with Eish. Yisrael! If you take out the Eish, the Aleph and the Shin, you're left with real, Reish Yud Lamed. That's 240, that's Gematria Amolek. Smuzayin at the fire. The smuzayin at the fire. It doesn't go without a fire. The Samsoifer writes, there's an interesting remez from the different Nedavis over here of Zohar, Kesef, Nechoshes, as a remez to the Indian of the various days when there's a takana to have Kriyas HaTorah. A Rosh HaTevis. Dover Nechmad, he writes that Zohar is Zion, Shabbos, Hay is Thursday, Bez is Monday, Yom Sheni. Kesef is Kippur, Sukkot, and Purim or Pesach. And Nechoshes is Ner. Chanukah, Ches is Chodesh. Shin is Shmini Atzeres, Tov is Tainus, Tisha B'Av. Someone once asked me, where's the remez to the Nesiyim? There's a Minig, Chodesh Nisan, the first 12 days. We learned in the scene. We have the remnant of this Kriyas HaTorah. The remnant is, it's under the darg of a chi, of a mimic. Or someone wanted to tell me the remnant is because it says Zav Vokhesef Unachoshes. The Vav of Vokhesef Unachoshes is 12. It's for the remnant. Those that were looking, the remnant for the 12 Yom of the Nesim. No. Va'asu mi mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. The Alter HaKadosh says everyone calls it as v'shachanti b'soicham, but really it's b'soich kolecha ve'echad. That every person really is a mokum for Ashras Ashchina, and the Nefesh HaChaim writes Ba'arichos that be'emes the tzura of Mishkan is really a tzura of an Adam, and then it's the Arizal others, they talk about it that the Kodesh Kadoshim is like the Gulgoyles, the Menorah is like the Einayim, the Shulchan is like the Peh, the Mizbeach HaTorah is like the Af, and the various Chalakim of the Mishkan is really the tzura of an Adam. And really, the Hashras Hashchina is b'soich kol echad ve'echad, and that's how it has to express itself. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that when Titus came in and was machar the Beis Hamikdash, be'etzem yotzeh baskel, and said, "Mayim tuchunim tachanta." You're not doing your hezek because be'etzem pakeret. The chatoyim of Klal Yisrael was already machar of the Mikdash. He be'oifen only on a mitziyistik oifen lamata, but be'etzem the shorish of Mishkan is really mushrish and the shorish of kol echad ve'echad. Now, about the TV over here is talking about Mishkan, but we know that there was a Seder Advarim, there was Mishkan, there was Gilgal, there was Noiv Givon, where there was a Heter of Bomitz, but meanwhile, in interim, there was Shiloh. Then, finally, there was, right, Menucha Benachla, with Yav Mokam HaMikdosh. In Zohar state that, V'osul bi Mikdosh, v'shachanti v'soichem, k'chol asher, the pasuk here, is Soif Tevis Yerushalayim. It's already a remez that the Menucha Benachla, of where the Hashruah Tashkin is going to be Takin Yerushalayim. It's a mitzvah tesa deraisa, binyan mishkan, or mikdash. The Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Alpha, like Hilchos Beis, the Rambam brings that there's a mitzvah tesa deraisa, v'osuli mikdash, v'shachanti, v'soicham. And he brings that you don't do Beis HaMikdash Balayla. Meforish ain't boin on Beis HaMikdash Balayla, Shenemar, Uviyoyim, Heikel Es HaMishkan. And then he continues in that same halacha, Hakol Chayovim Bibinyonoi, Lisoid, Ubaatma, Uvilasayev, and Mamoinom, Echad Anoshim, the Echad Noshim, Kemikdash of the Midbar, the Ain Mavatim, the Mekdash of Beis Rabban, the Ain Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Doi Fashab, is Yon. In that same halacha, the Rambam says that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Noid Balayla, it's not Noid Shabbos Viyontif. And in the same halacha, he passes that Nosha Machayev. And the famous kasha, a lot of the Gedolei Achronim ask, Reid, Yadua, Zman Groma. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, Noshim are potter from mitzvahs Efesh as Zman Groma. Machayev Raminei Ubei, why does the Rambam passing that Noshim are mitzvah in the mitzvah of Binyan Mikdosh? If Minei Ubei in that same halacha, he said it's not Noid Balayla and it's not Noid on Shabbos V'yomtif. Is Lagabi the kasha that it's not like Shabbos V'yontif? This is anyways can be too spelled to the famous kasha of Rabbi Kveger and the Maritz. Mike, the Gemara in Kedushin, when it wants to give it a classic example of a mitzvah essay that's not Zman Groma, that Noshim Orchayev, it says Mike. The mitzvah of Asiyas Mike, Mike Fregin Day, is a Zman Groma. You don't fill the mic on Shabbos. You don't fill the mic on Shabbos. But Rabbi Kveger brings a famous Yisoid, which is used many times in the Achronim. Mike is Noyig on Shabbos. Mitzvah Maika says build me on Shabbos also. Shabbos says not to. The Moshe, when you have a mitzvah that's Zman Groma, Moshe, there are different kinds of Zman Groma. You have a Zman Groma that's, let's say, only Noiv on Shabbos, let's say. Kiddush. Kiddush says be Makadosh Shabbos. On Thursday, Kiddush. There's no mitzvah Kiddush. It's movable to Zman, only on Shabbos. Or you have a mitzvah that's only Noiv. What's a mitzvah that's only Noiv, not on Shabbos? That's Tefillin, like some Mandi Machlokes. But the Rashid says that, oh, Tefillin is only knowing in weekday. On Shabbos, Tefillin says, don't put me on. Because Tefillin says, don't put me on. So Tefillin is Zman Groma. It's only knowing during the weekday. Or the Micah says, build me all 7 days of the week. Hilchus Shabbos says not to. That's called Ariyeh de Revi, Ali. There's a lion that's preventing you from not doing it. That's not called Zman Groma. It's not Nidinei Amitzvah. You're talking that Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The reason why it's not knowing on Shabbos is only because of the Isser Malacha. Pashtus. No. It's not Doicha Shabbos V'Yontif. What about Laila? Ain't this to make this Doicha Noi V'Laila? That should make it as Man Grama Mitzvah. It's only Malaila. So there's a mahalach of the Turei Eben, and the Turei Eben says the Yisoid that Zman Grama is something that's not Noi V'Laila is, let's say Tefillin. According to the Mandam of Tefillin is Noi and Shabbos. But we say that Tefillin is called Zman Grama because it's not Noi V'Laila. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of Tefillin. When it becomes Laila, it's Ois. And the next day, you have a new mitzvah of Tefillin. What's bringing in, heralding in this new mitzvah? Once again, the fact that it became Yoin. So it's a mitzvah that Zman Grama, Yoin voted it. Then you make some English, it's the same mitzvah the next day again. There's a din, there's protein binum. You're not allowed to do it at Laila. Fine, that's the din. But when it comes the next day, it's not a new mitzvah that's being heralded in, it's the same mitzvah that was there yesterday. That's not called Zman Grama. Zman Grama is when a new mitzvah is being heralded in. It brings rise to this. There are a lot of other tzurtzim, but I'm all I wanted to say a chiddush that maybe in a chenami it's a Zman Grama. But since it says mefurish by the Mishkan that the Noshim should also bring, so it's a Yaitzim and Akam. No, the Gemara says there are certain exceptions to the rule, certain Zman Gramas that Noshim Achayiv anyways. The Rambam says mefurish, Echad HaNoshim, Echad Noshim, Kimikto Sheh B'Midbar. What if he Madgish Kimikto Sheh B'Midbar? Faker. Because Minei Yubay, because the Pesuk is saying mefurish, the Gam HaNoshim Tavu. Actually, that alone is the terror. The Stipler in Shavuos has a shtickle Torah that maybe, even though the actual binyan wasn't noyig balayla, but maybe the preliminary preparations was able to be done at night. And maybe that suffices that it's not called as man grama. The fact that a chelik of the mitzvah is able to be done at night. Because that's also part of the mitzvah, not the hefsher mitzvah. You're actually building brick for brick, making the wall higher, maybe not. By the Oroin, the Pasuk says Mefurish, that the Oroin was Amosayim v'cheitzi, by Amma v'cheitzi, ki yadua, the Oroin only has midos that are howled, no shlemus, the person has to be margish, it is not for shlemus, but the midos are 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5, the Gemara in the end of Perek HaShutzfin brings a machloikis tanoim. What does it mean 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5? Does it mean an Amma of 6 tfachim each, or an Amma of 5 tfachim each? Because we know an Amma, when you're talking about, let's say, the binyan itself of Mishkan and Mikdash, let's talk about Mishkan, it says, Lamashal, the crushing were 10 amas high, that means they were 60 tfachim high. Because an amma, each amma has 6 tfachim. But by the clay HaMishkan, it's a machlekes tanoim, a mayor of Yehuda. If when it says amma, does it mean an amma of 5 tfachim each or 6 tfachim each? Which comes out of machlekes exactly in the width and the length and the height of the Oren. Based on this, the Gemara starts working out the Cheshbonis, where the Shivrik, not the Cheshbonis, I don't go into all the details, but the Gemara comes out that inside the Oren, there was not only the Oren itself, there was also the Shivrei Luchais, which is this misconception, people think it's like crumbled up sawdust. No, it was Luchais that were probably cracked in 2 or 3 places, and they were exactly the same shape as the Luchais, and they were underneath or on the side, depending if it's not like Sachrayna, if the Luchais were lying or standing upright, but whatever, the Shivrei Luchais were either behind or underneath them. Exactly, filling up the exact same shape, just they were cracked into 3-4 pieces. But besides that, there was also a Sefer Torah. And the Gemara works out where exactly was the Sefer Torah. Now, it's a machlokes what this Sefer Torah is. If you would have the Nesoira of this Sefer Torah, you know, we have very, very stark Nesoira about the Oisiyas HaTorah. There's 1 or 2 places where there's a machlokes. Betzua Daka, the Moshe, there's a machlokes. If it's with the Aleph or Hey, Daka, Dalek Kof, Hey or Aleph, it's an Achminofi Emesim, it's Sephardi Sefer Torah. And Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, the one or the other, you know. But the Pashas, my mamash, I have a Messiah straight out. But this Sefer Torah, this original Sefer Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, or in the second base Amikdash, it says it was from Ezra. No, second base Amikdash, there was no Aron. Yeah. Second base Amikdash, there was no Aron. It was only Devon Ashti. But in the first base Amikdash, they have the Sefer Torah from Moshe. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, but according to some Rishonim, this Sefer Torah was actually used on Yom Kippur. If you know the Cheshbin, the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kohen Kadosh on Yom Kippur 4 times. The first time was he went in with a Kafu Machta to put Keteris, and he walked out empty handed because he left the Kafu Machta there with the smoke going up from the Keteris. According to a lot of Rishonim, he would walk out with the Sefer Torah. That was when he did Chnosa. Now the next 2 times he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim, there was Zrikas Dam Apar and the Sawyer and the mixed them together, the Kulet. Now, Well, the chuk, when it was mixed together, was really on the Mizbech HaKadosh. To go inside Mamash was Damapar, Damasoyer, in the Kodesh Kodashim. The fourth time he went in, which was way later, he had switched back to the Bidei Lovin, back to the Bidei, he would go in again, or he'd saw his Kafu Machta. That last time when he was going in, it's after the Kriya Sotayer, he also was he'd saw his Kafu Machta. So the Rishonim say he brought back, he went in empty handed, no, with the Sefer Torah, that's when he did Hachnasa, and then he walked out with the Kafu Machta. But his actual Knesset there was with the Hachnasa to Sefer Torah. It's interesting, it's Reman Tuchiet, there's a famous Kasha, Tais Yishonim, and Yuma asks, it says that one time when the Kohen Gadol came in, it came a Malach, a Dmus of a Malach, came to Shem and Atad, the whole story. Tais asks, it says, V'chol Odom Layiyah Ba'oil Moyed, V'voyah LaKodesh, and the Gemara Darshan, Yerushalmi, the Gemara Tais brings it, Tais Yishonim, V'chol Odom Afilu Malach, no one's able to be there in the Kodesh Kodesh. So how could it even be? The Shem was mashmi, was the Shechin Alein, you have to know what I mean. But the Sfasemis over there, right? No, Poshet. The Chalodim Lo Yiyah Ba'il Moyed is the Voyeh L'Chaper. The Voyeh L'Chaper is the first three times. When he went in for Hathnosis Kafu Machta, Toilet, for Zrikas, Hazoyah Zama Par, and Hazoyah Zama Sor. He saw his Kafu Machta, not for the Voyeh L'Chaper. That's when he saw the, we're learning, that's when he also did the Hathnosis. That time doesn't have the din, the Malach is able to be there. But the Gemara works out the Cheshbonis if it's able to fit based on the dimensions of the Mishkan. The Gemara in Sukkah says that since the Kroshim were 10 amas high, that means the roof of the Mishkan was 60 tfachin, and we know the Orayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was 2.5 amas high. It was 1.5 amas high. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's 9 tfachin, because it's 6 tfachin to each amma, plus a tefach, the kapiris, tefach. So it's 10 tfachim high, the Oren. That's how the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Kruvim were another 10 tfachim high, because the same way Kruvei Shloimeh, let me explain, that in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, there was Kruvim that Shloimeh built. Huge Kruvim that were 10 amas high. And those Kruvim were B'Shlish Abayis HaNoimdim, because the Gemara says that the theory, so can the Malachim, I have to work it out, but the Gemara says that the roof of the Beit HaMikdash was 30 amas high, and Kruvei Shloimeh were 10 amas high. These huge Kruvim of Shloimeh, nothing to do with the Oren. The Kruvei Shloimoi were Vishlish Habayis Einoimdim, they were a third of the Bayis, because the Bayis was 30 Amis, they were 10 Amis. Similarly, the Kruvei Oroim were also Vishlish Habayis, and since in the Mishkan it was Kroshim of 10 Amis, which is 60 Tvachim, it comes out that's supposed to be 20 Tvachim. The Oren itself is 10, merely left with 10. Correct the Gemara, that's if you learn that the Oren was 6 Tvachim. But if the Oren, 6 Tvachim Amis, but if the Oren was 5 Tvachim Amis, that means the height of the Oren was only 7.5. With the Kapiris it's 8.5, then the Kruvim have to be that much higher. It's a pellet, Sfasemis asks, like that man, the Omar, the Kruvei Shloimeh also weren't Bishlish Abayis in any. Because the Kruvei Shloimeh, it says they were 10 Amas high, but if you hold that each Am is only 5 Tvachim, so they were only 50 Tvachim high, and they weren't Bishlish Abayis. Sfasemis wants to say, no, that since these Kruvei Shloimeh were so large, Avada by them, we go with Midas Shevabayis, not the Midas Shevakelim. Then with Lekuliyam, even like the Bapukta of Rabbi Yehuda implies that Avada the Kruvei Shloimeh were 60 Tvachim. I'm all in the Sech Tesukah, we made Cheshboinus to work out exactly the various Eifanim. In the Mishkan, you had three Kalim that had a Zer Zohav. The Oroim, the Shulchan, and the Mezbeach HaZohav. The Menorah is the Shein Toiv Oila Al Gabeim. There are three Kesarim, and then there's Keser Shein Toiv Oila Al Gabeim. That's the Keser of the Menorah. But the three that had a Zer Zav was Oroin, Shulchan, Mizbeach HaZav. This forum explained that Oroin is connected Keser Torah, Shulchan is connected Keser Malchus, Mizbeach HaZav is connected Keser Kahuna, which is Bethlehem also Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas HaSodom. This is also negated that there are really three parameters that a person has to work on, is Ben Odom LaAtzmoy, Ben Odom LaChaveiroy, Ben Odom LaMokoy. These three also are represented by the three Zeirim of the three Kli HaMikdash. Gemara says in Beitza, Daf Tezvav, Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Shem Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Horoitze sheyiskaimu nechosov, Yito bohen ador. If someone wants to have a kiyum in his nechosim, you should plant an ador. Shenemar adir b'moroi mashem And Rashi explains that an adar is a kind of a tree, an elon that's very chashuv, that therefore if people will be mistafik, if the character is his, it won't be a suffik, because this adar tree is in his field. It's nikris al-shmoy, everyone will know that it's his field, it's nikris al-shmoy, this adar. Rashi says adar is a lashon of giving tzedakah, because that gets chayzik. There's very pshatim. I wanted to suggest efsher, as far as I'm talking about this idea, talking to the Bnei Torah, that if Minshan Allah to be like Yisachar v'Zvulun and have all kinds of nechassim, but the nechassim from the Ben Torah in a winter's man, it's Cheshvin, Kislev, Tavis, Shvat. Haroyta she yiskayimu nechassav, hita ben Adar. If a person wants to have a kiyam on his nechassim, mekenesh upkepachkit, Adar. Haroyta she yiskayimu nechassav, hita ben Adar. Dafka, by planting Adar, is when a person can have even a kiyam for all of his nechassim. And the reason is because Adar is a zman of simcha, not only because Purim is b'soichay, but avada, it's a lot of makaris in this form that Adar b'mahus is a zman of simcha, mitar atzmoy. Adar is a lashon of Ashura Tashkina, aleph dor, that the Rebbeinu Shalom comes down and wants to be dor b'neinu. Binyan Beis Hamikdash Hasheni ended in Adar, Mishkan was in Adar, Parshas Truma v'chule about the Mishkan always comes out in Parshas Adar. The Hashuas Hashchina of Truma of Adar creates Simcha, because the emes when the Shechina is Shoyre, then a person is Takev a Simcha. That's Poshet. The Tor brings down in Simin Tov Yud Ches the shame his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda, that the Yud Beis Chodesh and the Yud Beis Roshei Chodesh are connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. It's part of a longer medrash where the Torah says that the Gimel Regalim are Keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram is Keneged Pesach, Yitzchak is Keneged Shavuos, and Yaakov is Keneged Sukkos, so the Mitnei also Sukkos. Each one of those is a Arichas. The Hemshech is that the Torah brings that the Yud Beis Chodesh are Keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim. The question is, and the Sfarim deal with this extensively, is which Chodesh is connected with Shade. Now a lot of the Sfarim say that Chodesh Adar is Yosef. On the other hand, I've seen, it's interesting that Yosef somehow gets blamed on Kamat every Chodesh. In the various sheets in the Sfarim, Tishrei is Yosef, and Nisan is Yosef, and Tammuz is Yosef. There's a lot of Cheshbonis. Ma'alah Gefintach, that it's always Yosef. There's a lot of smach, so that Adar is Yosef. Adar has two Adars, Menashe and Ephraim. Adar Teltachot. But another fascinating thing is that there were 12 Avonim in the Choshen. And it's a Machlech Shoshan there also, but according to most Shittas, the Shoyam was Yosef. Yosef, besides being the Avni Shoyam, there was also, besides the Avni Choshen, one of the 12 was Shoyam, the two Avni Eifot were Avni Shoyam, which represent all the Shvachot. Because Yosef on a certain Bechina represents all the Shvachot. Yosef represents, Yosef who Amashbir, Yosef represents, we talked always that it says Misham Roye Evan Yisro. Yosef is Avben. Evan is Avben. In the Gevissa Bechina, Yosef is Haka Sheget. He's an Av, a little bit. Yosef, the last pasuk in Parshas Vayichi, Vayomas Yosef. The beginning of Shmois Nachmo, Vayomas Yosef. Is Yosef's Misa Mimchina's Av, and Yosef's Misa Mimchina's Ben. Mashinigelin Yoneinu. That Chodesh Adar is Yosef. Because a person will not have Hashroa Tashchino in the Veshachanti Besoichon, unless he has the midah of Yosef, of Yisoid, of Tahara, of Kedusha, of control, of Shlita. Because if a person is not B'Shlita, then if he doesn't have the tikkun of that Yisoid, Mimela is not able to bring in anything else. And therefore, if a person wants to be able to tune in, Shtel Tachzu, Zayt Meschaber, to the Simcha of Adar, and Avada the Simcha the Adar culminates with on Purim itself, where it says the Ramah Paskin, a person should be Shoyser Yoyser Malimudai. So someone that wants to drink more than Limudai, the suggestion is to start learning. Someone that didn't learn that much over the winter's man doesn't have too much to drink about. It's Yishte Yoyser Malimudai. But the Avoida is to Shteltzu to Midas Yosef. Midas, Shlita Atmis, and Memela being able to sell soon to Torah, which is Taka Torah Amiti, which will go into the lathe, and we should be zeichet to the Yishrei Leif Simcha. Good.